FireTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is PC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yeah, this is Broken, not Hottie. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out. YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a second and you know you're looking to get a little holiday shopping done early, well, you can use our code WTRLive over at manscaped.com and buy some very fine grooming products there. And you know what? If you use that code, you're not only going to get a 20% discount, but you're also going to get some free shipping, which is a pretty sweet deal, if I have to say so. I mean, that's nice. 20% plus free shipping, that makes all the difference. So go check them out, manscaped.com, and tell them we sent you, because we'd appreciate it. And, well, since you're in an appreciating mood, and we're in an appreciating mood, you can also use Prime Gaming here, and you can subscribe to the channel for free for 30 days. I mean, we just have offers out the wazoo, my goodness. But wait, there's more. So just click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free for 30 days if you have Prime Gaming. If not, you can subscribe the regular way, you can follow the regular way, or you can just hang out and chat. It's up to you. We're happy to have you any way we can get you. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
As we're watching, the Green Bay Packers are destroying the 49ers.
Football husband! Yeah! He's so good-looking.
But yeah, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Join us at WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/LibertyLife. We have some stuff to get into tonight.
We do?
We're bringing back an old classic segment.
We are?
Yeah.
Question of the night, guys. Question of the night is back. And given what's going on in the U.S. right now, well, we decided to have a little fun with it, and we picked our favoritest mayor to talk about, which is, if Kane was president, who would his cabinet be? We'll have to think about that. We'll have to discuss that, because we did get some answers out from the internet community. So we'll share those and discuss those a little bit later in the show. But first, we have to get into the news retro reference over at MBG Films and Manscaped.com. So what do we want to get into first? Because it was an interesting week, but thankfully there's not a lot of like huge stories.
No, there really isn't. I mean, there are some stories. Let's start with it. EC3. No longer with Impact Wrestling. His short-term deal with the company has come and gone. As many are aware, he has moved on to Ring of Honor to try out some stuff.
He's making the rounds. He's definitely making the rounds. We'll see how long it takes him to show up in AEW. And speaking of AEW, well, they signed Anthony Bowens and Max Caster, so congratulations to them as they join the roster. And, well, they also... I think in light of certain events and some criticism and some other things that have happened, they've also introduced some new medical protocols.
They have. They've added a new independent neurologist to the AEW medical staff. An independent doctor will be present in all AEW shows in addition to their in-house medical team. So they have extra support. They've introduced a new two-way system where referees can talk back to management in case there are any injuries. Don't know why you didn't have communication before. So,
yeah.
So, because of recent concussion issues. Based on that, they have brought in Christopher Nowinski. Remember him? From Tough Enough. And now works for the Concussion Legacy Foundation. He has come in to talk to the company. He was, in fact, talking with them today. They had a talent-wide meeting with Christopher Nowinski to talk about concussions and everything like that. So they're taking steps to make the working environment as safe as possible after a few weeks of not-so-safe environments, starting with Matt Hardy and beyond.
Yeah, and I think this is a culmination from, I believe, a couple weeks ago now where somebody got injured in the ring. And nobody really did anything. They kind of drug him out of the way and put him off to the side, and nobody really checked on him. And he was actually out. He was completely unconscious. He was motionless. So it took, I think, a good solid minute to 2 minutes for the doctors to even get to him, which when it's a head injury like that, minutes is potentially all you have. So I think, and they have gotten a lot of criticism for how they've been handling injuries as of late. So I think this is a good call. I think this is the right call. Because especially, I think, as a lot of people have mentioned, for somebody that owns a football team and is highly aware of concussion protocol for what the NFL does, and you're not at least applying something on that level to your wrestling promotion, you have to wonder, right? Like, you really have to wonder. I understand that it is a requirement by the NFL, but by doing kind of something on that level for your wrestling talent, that shows that you really do actually care about your talent. And I'm not saying that they don't, but the fact that they were kind of being a little willy-nilly there with the injuries there for a second, it's like, I don't know about that. You know, you kind of question their sincerity a little bit. So I think this is a good move on their part.
It's a smart move on their part. Hopefully it helps.
Yes.
Especially with the pay-per-view this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully they get through the pay-per-view. No injuries. Everybody's fine. Everybody does well.
You hope, but then there's Matt Hardy and Sammy Guevara who are going to be at the Hardy compound filming a match. And
oh, God.
It's elite deletion. Yes.
Crossing my fingers. Everybody comes through that okay.
I think that's already been taped, but yeah. It should be okay. It'll be delightful. Yes.
And speaking of delightful, it seems like WWE has finally given up the grudge, at least on the Cody Rhodes trademark. They dropped it this past week, and Cody came out last night and said that he will be using it for outside projects only. He's not going to use it in AEW, at least right now.
So that's heard live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive this afternoon. Cody talked about it, and yeah, he is going to use it for outside projects like the Go Big Show series he's doing on TBS. And other, you know, outside projects, they can now call him Cody Rhodes instead of just Cody. It's better for his entertainment side. He likes being known as the American Nightmare Cody. Rather, so he likes how it's said and stuff, because he's built the brand around it for the last 2.5 years, 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's built his name up and he's built that reputation around that moniker. So it makes sense that he doesn't want to change it now that WWE has dropped their grudge against the trademark. So this is good for him. I'm happy for him. I'm glad that he finally got his name back. I think that was kind of one of those things that you sort of went back and forth on, because it's like, it's a little petty that WWE kept it, but at the same time, it was a little crappy how he left.
And by the sounds of it, it looks like they came to the agreement rather than WWE just dropped it, I think.
Yeah,
I conversations think there was a... were. But you pick up on the phrasing and the way he was talking. Yeah.
I think they were always discussing it, and I kind of have a theory that they were waiting for his what would have been his contract to end, with a little time added on, probably, to drop the actual trademark. I think that's probably what the holdup was they were like, we're not going to let you, and this is just my theory, we're not going to just let you leave and take it with you. We are going to hold you to at least the contract that you would have had, because he had a couple of years left on his deal, didn't he?
I believe so, yeah.
So they probably did at least what his deal was, plus time for reasons, because they can, more or less, and then they gave it up, and they probably talked it through, and were like, okay, all right, we'll give you this in exchange for something else, you know, kind of thing. So I'm happy for him. It's good for him. I think it'll be good for him.
It'll put the connection finally to rest.
Yes. Yes, and hopefully people can move forward from that. Also, sticking with WWE... there is a major Battlegrounds update that comes tomorrow. There's going to be the first major roster update that happens, so everybody look out for that.
We got some names. Following superstars, legends, and Hall of Famers are currently scheduled to appear in WWE 2K Battlegrounds via automatic updates with some content required unlocking. Starting tomorrow, Friday.
Goldberg. Batista.
Already unlocked, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso. Wednesday, November 11th.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Eddie Guerrero and Lita both unlocked. Wednesday, November 18th, Trish Stratus, Booker T, and Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott will be unlocked. More than 50 other additional superstars to come.
That's just that's it. Like, just 50 additional. That's all we got.
So okay. There's a whole list on their website of who's actually in the game. So they're doing them in stages. So here's the first nine being dropped. So there's another 50 to come. 50 plus to come. It's a slow process.
They're doing it in stages, I think. I guess.
Yes, they're going to do it in stages because they don't want this game to be one and done in terms of content drop. So they're going to stage it, spread out the content drop. So it's going to take a little while before everyone gets every character.
You know, I have to respect that. I really do, because keep it interesting, guys. Keep it interesting. Don't one and done it.
Because they tried not to. Even with 2K, they were trying to spread out the DLC. So this is DLC without being DLC.
There you go.
Because you don't have to pay for anything. You just have to unlock it and play the game.
Ooh! I mean, technically, you can't pay for it. You can,
but it's not required.
Yeah. Free to play.
Well, the game costs money, but yeah.
Yeah, the game costs money, but once you get in the game, it's supposedly free to play. Anyway, what's not free to play, but is super swanky and super limited, is that WWE Shop is selling a limited edition Undertaker title. It is a limited quantity. It's themed especially to him to tie into his 30th anniversary. It comes in its own little coffin, signed by him. It's very nice. It's very swanky. And if you'd like it, you can get it for the very cool price of $1,000. But just think, the Undertaker's touched it. He hasn't licked it, but he's touched it. So, you know, there's that.
If you want the DNA of the Undertaker to create your own Undertaker.
God, that would be scary. Can you imagine trying to clone Mark Calloway? That would be weird.
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway. And Green Bay scores again.
Yay! It's 21-3 in the third quarter. I think
20, maybe. About 28-3.
Well, right now it's 21-3. They haven't scored on my TV yet because you're 30 seconds ahead of me. Somehow, some way, with Comcast, you're 30 seconds ahead of me. I have no idea. Now he scored. So now it's 27-3 and they're going to kick a field goal in another 30 seconds because I haven't seen it yet.
The extra point just went through.
Okay, it's 28-3. He's 30 seconds ahead of me. Like, they're still showing the replays right now on my TV. I don't know why he's that much ahead, but he is.
Same channel. It's
same
Fox.
Exact channel. Same everything.
She's behind.
He just kicked. And it's good.
And here's the thing. She's ahead on wrestling, but behind on football.
I don't understand it. Comcast is weird. Anyway.
We heart you, Xfinity.
Just fix my internet, please. Anyway, keeping things interesting, keeping things fresh, keeping things moving. Miko Satomura is joining NXT UK. It's not specific as to what role she will have, but she is joining that promotion.
Experience name to help the younger talent.
Hey, I think Trent will be okay with that. I think Trent kind of loves her, so.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, when I said young talent, I was specifically meaning Trent Seven.
Yes, totally.
He is the young stud of NXT UK.
Young man, Trent Seven. Young as in, like, 38 years old young. But still. Anyway, awkward. Moving forward, let's do the Blame Brents.
All right.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, Heath Slater has a partially torn abductor muscle from the bone, and he has a slight tear in his groin. Ow.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Suffered back at Bound for Glory a couple weeks ago.
Feel better, Heath. And then Stephen Amell has a back injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Which is awkward and sad. And Brent, why would you do that to Stephen Amell? Why? He didn't deserve that. He really didn't. It's very rude of you.
Everything Brent does is rude.
Well, yeah, that's true. He's a Cowboys fan. He can't, but...
Oh, she said it, not me. My hands are up. I didn't say it.
I don't even have a transition for this. So, we talked about keeping things interesting, and well, Netflix is certainly keeping things interesting because they are going to do, apparently, a Vince McMahon docu-series where we get an introduction and an inside look into the chairman of the board's life and times and history, and oh my god, I hope they are 1000% honest in this.
It'll be produced by Bill Simmons. It's going to be a 4-part docu-series for Netflix. One of the biggest projects they've ever done.
I'm honestly stunned Vince is going to give them this level of access that he's going to allow this to be made, because he always strikes me as that kind of person that he likes to be in the limelight, but he likes to be mysterious in the limelight. He doesn't necessarily, I think, want people to see the man behind the Vince McMahon character, actual Vince.
It's like Vince, he doesn't want to be the center of spotlight, because how many times did he try to write himself off on television in the last 20 years?
Well, he's finally successfully done it.
No, he hasn't.
He shows up when he needs to.
When he needs to, but he was legit trying to write himself off TV for the longest time.
Well, when you're good at what you do, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
I think he both likes it and hates it. I think he thinks he has probably way too much to do to be on TV, but at the same time, it's they need me, so I'm going to go do it because it's my company. And as we've often heard about Vince McMahon, he's not going to ask you to do anything that he himself is not willing to do. So I think if Gronk. There's just something, yeah, Gronk, you know, 70-something-year-old man threw himself off a balcony to show Gronk it was okay. I mean, go Vince. But I feel like if it needs to be done, Vince is one of those people that will just step in and do it because it just needs to get done. That's who he is, I feel like, as a person, is he needs it done. So he'll get it done. But I'm actually really excited for this. I want to see how they do it. I want to see what they talk about, how in-depth it's going to go. And kind of shows where he's at now, because I think a lot of us are really curious about what's going on with Vince now, because he has taken that step back from the limelight, and he did the XFL again, and that sort of failed because of COVID, and then he sold it, and now he's sort of just been sitting back and has been relatively quiet as of late, so very curious to see what they do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but certainly not least, this was a major story, but we kind of wanted to save it for last because we are not going to go too in-depth with this. So Bound for Glory, Kylie Rae was supposed to...
Challenge
for the title.
Yeah, challenge Deonna Purrazzo for the Impact Wrestling Knockouts Championship.
And the match was canceled because Kylie Rae did not appear at the event, is the nice way of saying that. She basically suffered some mental distress, and I believe it happened the day of the event, and so they canceled the match. They didn't say anything. And a lot of people were very, very worried about her, us included, because it's you don't know what's going on and you just hope and pray that she's okay. And thankfully she is. She's fine.
Physically.
Mentally, she is still having some distress, and so she has made the decision to retire from wrestling. And I believe she's going to get help, but she hasn't come out and publicly said that. But I hope that she does. I hope that she gets the help that she needs, and she's able to move forward in life and be happy. Because that's just what she was going through. It seems like it was awful, whatever it was, which nobody knows what it was.
And we'll never know. It's none of our business, but... We were wondering when it all went down, because this is now the second time she did not make it to a major event for a promotion. So you kind of had your suspicions of what was going on, and we don't even know what actually happened. Which is again, it's all speculation, but the fact that she's going to step back from the business and sort of
reflect
and everything, that's smart of her. The business of the wrestling business is a very stressful business, especially now, and especially in her situation, because of being an independent wrestler, it's a very stressful job because you don't know week to week where you're at and everything like that. So I hope she finds the help that she needs and is happy with her life.
Yeah, at this time, I believe she was, prior to the announcement, still under employment of Impact Wrestling. I don't know if she still is now because she did retire, but I would hope that they potentially reach out to her and maybe offer her to help her, or somebody does, just to make sure that she's okay. And like I said, she gets the help that she needs. Because that's the important thing, is that she is okay. And she's able to do what she wants to do in life, whatever that may be. And that she's happy. That's the important thing here, is that she's okay and she's happy and she's healthy and she can move forward. So we're with you, Kylie. Double thumbs up.
Yeah.
So, all right. NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
The best way to describe this show is a lot of long and pretty solid wrestling.
I need to protest about something.
Okay.
What they did to poor Cameron Grimes. That man was not okay. He was still very spooked from last week. I think he was having nightmares. I'm pretty sure he wasn't sleeping. That was some high-level anxiety. Why would you do that to that poor child? He just needed a minute. Or 2 weeks. To, you know, just recover. I mean, I think that was a little mean of Mr. Regal to make Cameron wrestle this week. Although he did a great job with it, because he kept looking over his shoulder, and then like the one ref that had been in the match walked up and he was completely fine, and he's normal, and Cameron just runs off screaming. It's like, oh, honey, you poor thing.
Kushida beat Cameron Grimes.
In a good match. It was entertaining.
It was very good. Cameron's doing pretty well.
I hate that I love him, but I love him, so here we are.
We opened the show with Dakota Kai taking on Ember Moon, and pretty good match between the two.
I would be down for more of that. I would be here.
And I was kind of surprised that Dakota got the win. I shouldn't be, but with Ember just coming back, I thought, oh, okay, Ember's just going to keep rolling on like babyfaces do, but it's like, they put the heat back on Dakota, gave her the win. I mean, that was a smart booking decision.
I think you have to have Ember suffer a little bit of a setback, because you had other women that were in line for that title before Ember came back, and you have to restack the pecking order, as it were. And you don't want to push Dakota down because Ember came back. I mean, granted, she did have support from Raquel, so she did have that help. But I mean, I'm here for an Ember Dakota feud, 1000% here.
I'm with you as well.
So, I mean, if they want to do that, I would be fine.
That's fine. It's totally fine.
Do it. Book it.
Mackenzie was in an interview, shout out to Blackheart, talked about Halloween Havoc, how much fun she had, and then Regal gave her the opportunity to pick her opponent. She chose Toni Storm.
That's fine.
It was totally
fine. We're all good with that.
There was a video interview package for Toni Storm later. That was freaking cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That was
it had a nice grungy rock and roll, like, I don't know, heavy metal, something, whatever you want to call it, vibe to it.
WWE's video production department, again, is just top notch in terms of being able to put out promo packages for people, for events, for matches, whatever. They are just absolutely top notch at what they do, and I respect them wholeheartedly, and I wish they would teach me their ways.
Io had a really good vignette promo package too. She wants to face Rhea Ripley one-on-one for the title.
Okay.
Rhea would later on accept that said challenge.
Okay. I mean, just sign me up. Just fine. We're all here for this. Like, I don't think anybody's going to argue with it at all. Io Shirai versus Rhea Ripley? Yes. Do the thing.
You had Ever-Rise take on Killian Dane and Drake Maverick once again. This time, Killian actually came down to the music. He did not like it, but he came down to the music. We're making progress.
We're getting closer.
However, things did not end in their favor. The Kings of NXT showed up, Lurkin, Burch, and Dunn, and they beat down all four men. Then Pat McAfee took the mic. He said, they run NXT now. He says, what makes them different from other groups is they're not scumbags. They're the Kings of NXT. We then had a slideshow about Undisputed Era. He talked about the run in NXT. He said Undisputed Era was over with the stupid fans. He said it sent Dunn... Dunn talked about how what Undisputed Era did to him and, you know, how Roderick Strong betrayed him, and all Dunn did last week was return the favor. Pat talked about how Undisputed Era's push was taking away opportunities from the hard-working people in the back like Oney and Danny. McAfee then talked about how Adam Cole didn't show respect to him after beating him, and then McAfee talked about putting together this most powerful group in all of NXT. But they were talking a lot about the success, right, of Undisputed Era. So they were going to raise the banner into the rafters to honor them. But this is a democracy. So we asked the boys if they were in favor of it. They were not. They decided to throw the banner in the trash and then lit on it on fire.
So wait, it's not a democracy, it's a cheerocracy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So they lit it on fire and all that fun stuff. So they drop it, they leave, they go in the back from there. And from there, they ran into Killian Dane and then beat his ass. And left him bloody.
Nikki Cross was pissed. Nikki Cross was so pissed.
Yeah, she was.
We have tweets for that later. She was not a happy lady. I like this. Pete needs to lay off the Tanner.
Yeah.
He's orange. I mean, I appreciate that he does not want to be pasty, but sweetie, you don't need that much Tanner, okay? You look just as jacked without it. I promise. You could do about half of it and you would be fine.
Especially when they zoomed right in on his face.
And he's orange.
They do a close-up of all four guys together, and he's just orange.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's like, even by Pat McAfee, who's not pasty, he is tan, but his is more natural. Pete's just looks...
He had the Sean tan.
He had the Sean tan, and it was like, oh, honey, no, honey, just stop. Okay, just lay off the Tanner. It's fine. But yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. I think having Pat McAfee as the mouthpiece is perfect because you have the badass and Pete Dunne. You have the tag team and Lorcan and Birch. Excuse me. And then you have Pat McAfee leading everything.
We had a vignette with Johnny Gargano celebrating. He talked about liking wheels now. He was playing the game of life, then playing life with the Scream guy.
Yes, Ash, that bad.
He was making fun of how the Scream guy spun the wheel and all that fun stuff.
They adopted the Scream guy, and then he did some very awkward dancing. I'm not sure about it. It's like, okay, Johnny, just go off. You know you want to, but yeah, the Scream guy was just like, I don't know even what to do with this.
And whatever Johnny's dance was.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
But Johnny,
he tried.
But Johnny won board game night with the wheel.
He likes the wheel now. He's adopted the wheel.
So Toni Storm took on Shotzi Blackheart.
A really good match.
Of note, Shotzi did not have her tank.
No, she didn't. Her tank was missing.
So they're having this really good match. It was really good. Then Candice appeared on the screen and distracted her, and she has the tank. So Shotzi got distracted. Now Toni Storm to get the win. Candice appears, and she gets into a giant truck to protect Shotzi's tank. Then she kept driving, and they rolled over the tank, and the Scream person was in the truck too. And Candace said, you cost me my title shot. Well, now we're even.
When I was super impressed that Candace could drive that. Because I was like, is she tall enough to drive that? Because I'm not sure if she is. Because I think she and I are about the same height. And it's like, I'm pretty sure my feet could not touch the pedals. Just saying. But yeah. This was really super good. Shotzi sold this so well. She was screaming and crying and just beside herself in the ring. And Tony's like, hey, it's okay. it's all right. You're all right. You know, I'm really sorry about your tank, but it's okay. Like, Tony's trying to comfort her, but she doesn't really know what to do because she's like, this is super awkward. I wasn't supposed to be involved in this. I wanted no part of this, and now I'm in on it, and I don't like it. But she's like trying to comfort Shotzi, and Shotzi's just like screaming, crying. She's so upset. Like, this was very well done. Candace was cold. She was like, you know what, up yours. I'm gonna run over your tank with a Hummer because why not. And there wasn't too much damage done to the tank. It's completely fixable.
Get some duct tape, it'll be fine.
Gorilla glue, duct tape, it'll be fine. And you know what, hopefully it's insured, so it's fine. But yeah, this was perfect.
Legado del Fantasma was outside. They were being interviewed. Escobar talked about how he doesn't care that people think he cheated against Jake Atlas because he beat Jake Atlas fair and square. And then Jake Atlas appeared and he got out of his car and then hit Raul Mendoza with the bat and then he got back in his car. That's just Joaquin Wilde chased after him.
I swear the NXT parking lot is seriously the most dangerous place.
Well, it used to be the Full Sail parking lot.
Now yeah, it just, I feel like it followed them.
It did. We had, Thatch can this week. Pretty solid segment.
Mm-hmm. I like how they're doing that with him, where if they have, even if they have really nothing for him to do, they're having him on TV every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's keeping him top of mind.
Xylee was interviewed about the letters. They were from her family, but she was not going to say any more about it. Then William Regal showed up, gave her another one, and now she has to challenge Raquel Gonzalez next week. Due to the disrespect that Gonzalez showed Zaya a few weeks ago.
Another layer to the story. Interesting.
Ciampa vs. Dream is your main event. Pretty good. Ciampa got the win.
I mean, I won't complain about it.
Pretty good.
It wasn't like the strongest main event I've ever seen, but then again, it wasn't meant to be. But it was very, very solid. It was entertaining. Ciampa did what Ciampa does best. Dream did what he does best. It's just kind of a their thing. Like, they're just fighting for the sake of fighting. There's no real rhyme or reason behind it. You know, you can call back on past history if you want, but there's just no real reason why they're facing each other other than for William Regal's personal enjoyment.
Yeah.
So
it's good.
Which I feel like that's what like 90% of NXT is anyway, is just things for William Regal's personal enjoyment.
That was NXT.
That was NXT.
So let's go to break.
So we're gonna take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week and the return of the oldie but goodie question of the night, which is, if Kane was president, who would be his cabinet? So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
And the votes are in.
Alright, the voting is officially ended.
How many votes was there?
There were 912 votes.
Wow. That's the second to last vote. 911 was you, sub. That's a lot of fucking votes.
Thank you very much.
Actually, wait, no.
We almost got as many as Matt Hardy.
Wait, no, 913. I refreshed it at the end.
One good thing about this, no matter what happens and who wins, you're going to have all of us on the cabinet. Because one way or the other, we're going to be wins.
I don't think Rob chose a single one of us, did he?
No, he didn't.
What a mess.
What? No, I picked Rob.
Yeah, he picked me.
No, you picked Rock, the moderator, right? He's the producer who doesn't produce anything. Come on now.
He hasn't said a bad thing about me all the time. He's been very polite.
That's because he has to seem like he's neutral. He's Switzerland for a reason, and you're rewarding Switzerland.
Hey, I like the chocolate.
Coming in fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Wait, what?
Jobber.
Coming in at
got fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Was candidate Subway making getting high great again?
What? I was last? Oh, this is fucking... I'm going to go burn something. How the hell did Rob get above me? Rob didn't even get on Facebook.
Now, we have a tie for second place.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Really?
But in the tie, because percentage-wise... One person has two more votes than the other, but you're still in the same percentage.
Damn, that's close.
So coming in at third is Ace.
Yes!
Whoa! Yes. Holy God, I'm shocked. I bet you, yeah, I know what happened. I swear to God, if Rob won, everybody hit in his name by mistake when they were supposed to be hitting my name.
Or you my know name was right above it, nope.
Is it a couple of my times name. When I went to go vote for me, I accidentally clicked on Jobber?
That was so pissed. So which means the president of the CB Radio Party is... The Lone Jobber, Lone Jobber.
Woohoo!
Alright, so it boiled down to Jobber had 40% of the vote.
Holy fuck!
Rob's been in third place the entire time and pulled ahead tonight at the very end. It was boiled down to 257 votes for Rob, 255 for Ace. Both had 28% of the vote.
Wow. How many Jobber have?
366.
Jesus.
Fucking nobody voted for me.
You know what? Thank you all. It proves that trying does matter.
Check out the entire CB Radio Party election fun at CBRadioLive.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But to our friends over at MBG Films, check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, be sure to check out our fine friends over at Manscaped.com. Use the code WTRLIVE there on their site. You will get 20% off plus free shipping on every product that they sell, guys. Every product, so from the Lawnmower 3.0 to nail grooming kits to nose trimmers to whatever you need on their site, 20% off plus free shipping with the code WTRLIVE, I can speak. So go check it out now, manscaped.com. So, yeah, we're back, and we're going to do a very long tweet of the week because I have a lot of stuff. I'm really sorry in advance.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Prime Video, which, by the way, did you know that there's a thing called Prime Gaming? And if you click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, you can get a free sub to this channel through Prime Gaming. So go check that out from the people that brought you Prime Video. Anyway.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
I thought that was a good shill.
It was clever. I laughed. What do you want? I acknowledged your plug. It was good.
Lord. Anyway.
What? You know what? Okay, never mind.
When our boss tells us to stop posting about that gigantic pretty boy, a.k.a. Adam Driver, and they put a picture of Regina George, so you agree. You think Adam Driver is really pretty. Into the Surf replies, keep posting the pretty boy. I love it when you do, and it's a picture of Adam Driver. Prime Video. Boss, if you're reading this, we gotta give the people what they want, which is the gigantic pretty boy. Duh. Britt responds to your boss with Gretchen Wieners, you can't sit with us! And then Prime Video responds, I get fired for Adam any day, and it's a gif of him going, that's hot. Matt Mitchell. Anybody else feel like we're at a gender reveal party that will definitely end with a fire? Cloaksy. It is a perfect time to announce that I am running for president in 2024. Free PCs for everyone. Renee Paquette. Flipping between the election and Lifetime holiday movies, so I'm both informed and attempting to self-suit. Dean Mutati, a.k.a. Mojo Raleigh, feels like the whole country is on Mari waiting to find out who's the father. Even Amel, CNN's election coverage being presented by the Calm app might be the funniest thing that has ever happened. I mean, it's not a lie. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a thread by Alton Brown of Food Network fame, who I'm pretty sure got wasted. Alton Brown. I'm seriously thinking about Little Debbie Nutty Bars and cigarettes. Honestly, like, at the same time. So many Food Network people are like, oh, I'm going to braise short ribs and elderberry jam. Screw that. I'm going to mainline moon pies and snort cheese powder. The next ones are screaming, I'm not going to scream at you. I'm talking about piping SpaghettiOs into stale Twinkies and eating them naked in the shower with a bottle of Jaeger. I have 17 cans of Duncan Hines frosting and I'm not afraid to use them. Back the hell off. You think you know what crazy looks like? I've got marshmallow fluff and 3 feet of garden hose. You want to dance? I'll deal with you as soon as I'm done with this Captain Crunch shits bath. Two words. Ranch. Stings. Murder Hornet Fondue. Has anyone actually ever met a quote-unquote jolly rancher? You want to eat...
That was so bad.
It gets worse. You want to eat with the devil in the pale moonlight? Fine. Earwax. Prince said it best. Let's get crazy. Swiss freaking meatballs for everyone. Grape nuts rock, especially with half and half and scotch. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Canned fruit salad and cheese whiz with Hershey syrup and gin. I want you to go out right now and buy Fritos and cat food. Turn off the lights and run 23 Slim Jims through the juicer. Who's with me? I said, who's with me? Morning of November 3rd. I think I blacked out. What did I miss? Be cool, honey bunny. I'm not drunk. You're drunk. WWE creative humor. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you can agree that whenever election 2020 TV coverage mentions Cobb County, you immediately start singing the Big Boss Man theme.
True.
Very true. I've seen so many Big Boss Man jokes. It makes me so happy. Gerald Briscoe. Looks like I'm not the only WWE Hall of Famer being let go this year. WWE NXT tweeted out a picture going too far, and it's a bloody Killian Dane laying on the ground. Nikki Cross. Right. That's it. What the bleepity bleep. Hold on, hun. If I can figure out what side of the road to drive on finally, I'll come get you.
Good one.
Marina Sharif. Take a lift. Tell them to drive it like they stole it. I mean, quality advice. They will do that. If you tip them well enough, they will absolutely 1000% do that. And that's all I have.
Okay. First couple of these may hit home for somebody. Dr. Lupo, I feel like a Cowboys fan now. Y'all misunderstood. I am watching Green Bay throw this game like every Cowboys game ever played. I mean, they did.
They did. They really did.
Defensive line like Swiss cheese. Pain. That's all, Lupo. Faze scissors. Vikings greater than Packers. Lupo, what is this tweet? Scissors. This tweet is factually correct and Dalvin Cook is a beast.
I mean, he is. That's a fact.
Dr. Lupo, your death runs are stupid.
Oh!
While watching the Eagles game, Vincent Verhaar tweets, this game is like watching 2 7-year-olds play Madden for the first time. That was Cowboys Eagles, just for reference point. Not SportsCenter. 49ers injury report. Jimmy G, out, ankle. Raheem Mostert, out, ankle. Tevin Coleman, out, knee. Jeff Wilson, out, calf. Debo Samuel, out, hamstring. George Kittle, out, foot. D. Ford, out, neck. Nick Bosa, out, knee. Richard Sherman, out, calf. 49ers fans, blacked out. Tequila.
Yeah, Brent, I need to have a conversation with you about Kittle. That was rude. I needed him for one of my football teams, and you had to do that, didn't you? You just had to. You couldn't help yourself.
Ammunition. If we can just call dibs on states, then I want Hawaii. Darkness 429. I'll arm Russell you for it. Ammunition. Okay, but I just want you to know that I'm prepared to call you a cheater and a thief if you win. Pool Shark. I'll wait until you are ahead at the start and call the victory before any opportunity for Tim to win. I mean...
It's not a lie.
Robert Stone. Shotzi, can I borrow your tank, girl?
I have to say, I kind of wanted a live shot of Robert Stone when that tank got run over.
WWE Fox tweets a gif of, what is wrong with you? Robert Stone, nothing now, Fox.
He's good.
Richard Triafo. I know the WWE Hall of Fame is the last thing on people's minds today, but I think serious consideration has to be made for the announce table. Look what it has done for Lana's career over the last 2 months. Announce table for WWE Hall of Fame.
Ouch.
Andy Nesbitt. The Falcons beat the Patriots by a lot in that Super Bowl. Congrats to the Yankees for winning the 2004 ALCS. Okay. Sorry in advance on this one. Fake John Madden. Trump has more excuses for losing than Cowboys fans.
Oh!
Factual statements. Tim the Tapman. There's no way the Packers lose this game. They are so good. Dr. Lupo. Thanks, Tim. Glad you finally decided for a team that wins. To root for a team that wins. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I too have the counties in Georgia and Pennsylvania memorized now. I'm ready for my CNN debut. I mean, everyone knows where every county is now. And finally, ProWrestling.net. I'm sorry I helped a man pluck out your eyeball and try to do terrible things to your son, but I'm hooking up with your 19-year-old daughter now, so I want your acceptance, said Murphy.
Let her do her, okay?
Just let her do him. I mean her. What? Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week.
So, all right, we are bringing back the oldie but goodie, the original piece of this show when we used to do discussions every goddamn week before WWE decided to do a pay-per-view pretty much every goddamn week. We are going to do Question of the Night, which is, if Kane was president, because, you know, he's our favorite mayor, and maybe one day he will, in fact, run for president, which I very much look forward to those campaign commercials, who would be his cabinet?
So who would be his cabinet? Let's start with the vice president. I mean, think there's really one choice.
It's got to be Taker.
I mean, in theory, yeah, I mean, that would work the best. I mean, some argument could be made that, you know, Daniel Bryan would be a good VP for him.
I feel like Daniel Bryan would be, like, good for, like, the over environmentalism and Department of Energy. Is that it? The head of Department of Energy?
So, the intern decided to help out on this. Jabber did as well. Jabber pitched D. Bry for VP. I didn't know that until I just read it now. But the intern goes for Daniel Bryan, the Secretary of Interior.
Okay.
You know, protect the earth and parks.
Yeah, that works.
But who would be Treasury Secretary then?
Treasury Secretary for Kane.
I mean, you gotta be good with money.
I mean, I know they didn't always get along, but maybe Shane?
I mean, because, you know, here comes
money,
the
money, 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 money.
Here comes the money. But you bring money, money, money. I mean, Ted DiBiase, because, you know, everyone's got a price.
Yeah, but he was more interested in taking money, so I don't know if he would be a good Treasury Secretary. I mean, maybe, but I don't know if he would be the best.
So, just a Jabber pitch, DiBiase. The intern pitched JBL.
JBL would be good. I didn't even think of him. JBL would probably be very good.
Okay. So that's not a bad... He's Mr. Wall Street. Oh, IRS!
No, you have to put IRS in charge of the IRS. That's how that has to go. That's just how that has to go.
I mean, you know.
Mike Rotunda for the IRS. The head of the IRS. Do it.
I was more... Because you said Wall Street. My brain went VK Wall Street. For you WCW fans out there. Secretary of State. It's an interesting one. I mean, Miz wouldn't be a bad one. He's a good...
See, this is the true test of understanding what each of these positions does as well. Like, how aware are you of the government functioning that, you know what each of these does.
So, that's a good one. We got pitches for Dwayne or Steve.
Okay.
Also, Taker got a nomination.
Taker would probably be a good Secretary of State because he's got such a level head on him.
He does.
I would also say maybe Defense Secretary as well for Taker. That would be a good one.
That would be a good one for him. So let's go there. Who Secretary of Defense?
Well, if he's not VP, I would say Taker, but I would also maybe say Austin for Defense.
Got a pitch for John Cena.
He'd be good. He'd actually be a good Secretary of State, too.
He would be. We got a pitch for Triple H. Yeah. Because, and I quote, experience with tanks and good to preserve the security of the place against all but Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Honestly, you know what? I would almost say Chief of Staff for Triple H.
Yeah.
Because he's a leader, but he's not like the leader. He's kind of like the underling leader, and he's good at uniting people. And he would have to kind of wrangle everybody. And that's kind of what he does now with NXT. So I could see him being like the Chief of Staff.
How about Attorney General?
Oh.
Got a pitch for David Otunga?
Otunga would be good.
Got a pitch for Mick Foley? I don't know about that one.
I'm not sure about Foley.
Well, I like Otunga in that role.
I think Otunga would be good in that role, yeah.
I think they would make
it's like, role. Who's lawyerly? Who do they have that's lawyerly? And I think Otunga's the only one.
I mean, yeah.
Aside from, like, IRS, like, that's Otunga's the only one I can think. Although, maybe, like, Rick Rude?
Yeah, I mean, it works.
Oh, shit! You know who we didn't think of for Treasury Secretary?
Who?
Mr. Beer Money, Bobby Roode.
Well, he's Canadian, so it wouldn't work.
You can be Canadian and be the Secretary of Treasury. You just can't be president.
Let's see. What are the positions? Because Brent listed off a bunch of them. All right, he is Secretary of Education listed.
I would almost say Foley for that.
The obvious answer is Dean Douglas.
Yeah.
But yeah, he pitched Xavier Woods, PhD.
Xavier would be good, too. Throw Michelle out there.
Matt Stryker, because he is, in fact, your teacher.
That will send you his ween.
That will send you his ween. He has a Secretary of Commerce. He threw up the Million Dollar Man.
See, I could see DiBiase being good at that.
I could as well.
Same with JBL. JBL would be good in that position too.
Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Dr. Shelby. Does he count?
He does count. Jabber threw out Dr. Britt Baker. D.
Yeah.
M. D.
Little crossover there.
Because you gotta make that joke. Surprised Brent didn't make that joke. But here's a joke for that Brent makes. Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Oh, God.
Who do you think he picked?
John Cena.
No. He picked Randy Orton.
Oh, God.
Taking care of legends and veterans.
No.
Oh. I mean,
so wrong. I mean, actually, if anybody, it would be Cena, but that was so wrong, Brent. That was just so wrong. How could you do that?
He is for housing and urban development. Who do you think he put in that role?
Housing and early. I'm trying to think. Duke the Dumpster Drosy?
No, he went a little bit higher up the ranking than Duke the Dumpster Drosy for housing and urban development.
Okay, who did he pick?
Roman Reigns, as he writes, because it's his yard.
Brent, that was terrible. Go to your corner.
For Secretary of Agriculture, who do you think?
The Godwins?
Godwin? The hog farmer, the pig farmer. I mean, that would be one. Brent had a different choice. Rob Van Dam.
Yeah? I mean, I could get that. I could see that. He does a different kind of farming.
For reasons?
For all the obvious reasons, RVD. We're getting a call for Hibbly Jim in the chat. We're seeing Jim Duggan for Veterans Affairs or Sergeant Slaughter. I mean, Brent brought up Isaac Yankum for Health and Human Services. I don't think Kane and Isaac Yankum can be in the same place at the same time.
But do
time.
They have to be?
On occasion, yes, they do.
I mean, it's Kane. You can always put someone in a mask.
You cannot just put someone in a mask with Kane. There are very few people running around that are like 6'8 and built like a brick shit house. But you can just stick in a mask.
On a Zoom call, you can put anyone in a mask.
That's no.
Yes, you could.
If you hear him talk, he has a very distinctive voice.
You have Glenn do both voices.
That no. that is not how that works.
It could be.
I'm so sorry, but that is not how that works.
Get Luke Gallows as the body double. I mean, it works.
No.
It works.
No, it doesn't. It does not work.
Yes, it does.
No.
All right, how about Transportation Secretary?
See, this is also your test of old gimmicks, and I just thought of somebody for Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
Steve Blackman.
The Lethal Weapon.
The Lethal Weapon, Steve Blackman for Secretary of Defense. Transportation? Ooh. Have they had any, like, race car drivers or
Bob
anything like-
Sparkplug Holly.
There we go. I knew there was one. I just couldn't remember who it was.
Or as he originally was, it was Thurman Sparkplug Holly, and then became
Thurman?
Bob Thurman. It was his original name.
Oh, thank God they changed it to Bob. Thurman Sparkplug Holly? What the hell?
That was a gimmick, I believe, because I remember, like, 94, really weird 94 gimmicks. Yeah, it was Thurman Sparky Plug.
What the hell were they on in the 90s? Like, who was coming up with names, seriously?
Vince McMahon.
Vince, what were you on, honey?
And then it became Bob Sparkplug Holly. So Brent decides for Transportation Secretary. Braun Strowman, as he writes, and I'm not correcting his wording, can clip cars and work on infrastructure.
Well, I mean, he is the Strowman Express, so.
Yeah. Press Secretary.
Oh. You know what? I would almost say Paul Heyman for that.
So did Brent, but I have another name.
Okay.
Because this press secretary has to spill out rhetoric, right, all the time, right?
Yes.
Whether it's true or not, right?
Yes.
Chris Jericho. What?
You had to do that, didn't you?
I did.
I mean, it's not a lie.
He loves to talk. He loves the microphone. The anonymous GM for Raw for press secretary.
They just have a shadow come out.
Michael Cole.
I mean, Cole wouldn't be bad.
May I have your attention, please?
William Regal. Actually, William Regal would be, like, a better chief of staff.
He would be. Is there any other spots we're missing?
I think those are all, like, the major, major posts.
That's all I can think of off the top of my head. But that's good. That was a good list.
That was a fun list.
Yeah. We just want to have a little fun with you guys tonight.
Yeah, it's just a quick little fun discussion because I think everybody at this point, at least here in the U.S., needs a break. So, you know.
It's been a week.
It's been an interesting one. So, I think that does it for us. We are doing Fortnite with friends tonight because I did not have to stay up due to a tropical storm. So, I actually have sleep and I can play Fortnite, which is awesome. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get the squad together and then we are going to go run around and play video games. But till then, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's another edition of CB Radio. CBRadioLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. It's going to be a very interesting debate this week. Very topical. With things going on around here. Best way to describe it right now. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hey guys, have you heard of Prime Gaming? The way you get Prime Gaming is by linking your Amazon account. Your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Subscribe free by hitting that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use creator code Rock and Sock at the Fortnite item shop. Buy all the Marvel stuff because the default skins are back from chapter 1 in the shop. All your Marvel skins, including Ghost Rider, coming this week. So
is it coming this week?
Yeah, because I think the cup was today. I think the skin comes either tomorrow or Saturday. Use your code RocketSock in the item shop. Hashtag ad. Hashtag epic partner. Hey guys. Let me tell you about, you know, Manscaped.com. You all listening right out there right now. We have a deal for you. Go to Manscaped.com. Save 20% off on all the latest ball grooming kits. Includes the Lawnmower 3.0. Which it's a third generation trimmer, which features a cutting edge ceramic blade, which will help you avoid any grooming accidents. One of the coolest features, it has an LED light which illuminates grooming areas for closer and precise trimming. It has an upgraded 7,000 RPM motor with a quiet stroke technology. You guys can make your testies the besties by going to manscaped.com. Save 20% off. And get free shipping with code WTRLIVE. You also get a nail grip kit, body wash, and more. Manscaped.com. Use code WTRLIVE. Your turn.
Well, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LANSWARD. And don't forget to check out a very fine sponsor, like Brock said, manscaped.com and mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So, like I said, we are going to take a quick break for the live group. And we're going to get the squad together to play Fortnite with friends. But if you're listening to the podcast or you're listening to the Twitch VOD, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And we will see you next week. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You're listening to The Rocket here on WallTalkRadio.com. And we'll see you soon. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.